Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hi, welcome to today's Irish Tech News Podcast. Who have you got in today's podcast?
It's David Cairn from Zoma.
So, David, tell us a bit of your background so we know who you are.
I'm the managing director here of Zoma. So, we're a marketing agency in Dundalk. My own background, I'm a DCU graduate, graduated from business in DCU. Got out of college and really didn't know where I wanted to go in my career. So what I did was myself and my wife went traveling. We went to North America, lived in Vancouver for over a year. And while I was over there, I got working with tech companies and marketing companies, in particular digital marketing companies. And I really got an eye-opening into different technologies and software and systems that companies over there are using. And I was like, geez, I don't think we're doing this at home, or we're lacking in this at home. And probably back then in 2016, you know, websites and that were only really taking off in Ireland. Social media was really only starting to grow as well. So I was like, okay, look, I'm going to go back to Ireland, and I definitely see a gap and an opportunity to create a digital marketing company, and you know, offer services in digital marketing to people locally and then see where it goes. So I set up a company. Marketing for Me was the name of it back in 2016. And it started out with just two of us, myself and the other director, Chris, who was predominantly a graphic designer. And what we done is we built websites for clients, all different industries, all different company sizes. And we grew a nice little business for ourselves, you know, probably by 2019, 2020, we would have had anywhere up to, say, 400 clients, I would say, on our books. But we always felt that, you know, the brand wasn't strong enough and the offering could be a lot better. So we done a big rebrand to Zoma in February 21. So right in the heart of COVID, and at that time, everything was going digital, everything was going online. So it was probably a really good time for us to actually, you know, launch this new brand. And since then, what are we now? 3 years later, we are probably one of the largest digital marketing companies in Ireland. We have a team of over 10 people. We're after moving into a brand new office in the heart of Dundalk. We spent over $500,000 in doing up this derelict building and bringing it to life. And then we've won multiple awards. We actually won an award there just last week for the Loud Enterprise of the Year. So we're going forward for the national awards now in April. So really, really, you know, exciting time for our company, and a huge growth trajectory for a company at the minute. So that's kind of where my road would have started off from.
And I guess COVID might have helped you guys in a way, because more people were going online.
Yeah, massively. So like probably in that period of COVID, we would have doubled the amount of clients and businesses that we would have had. Restaurants, takeaways, you know, they're all going online. Businesses had to operate online. E-commerce just blew up in that period as well. And we were linked with Shopify and Wix and different ones like that. And I think having them partnerships were really good for us as well, because not only were they referring work to us, they were starting to grow as being the leading, kind of CMS systems out there. And for us in Ireland at that time, to have them partnerships was massive. So definitely it was a huge growth period for us over COVID.
And you've also launched a new product, Munched. I think that's
what
Tell us a bit more about that.
So we've been working in the hospitality industry a lot in the last 3 years. We have a lot of big clients in that industry, and we were getting a lot of feedback from not only just food services, but like restaurants, takeaways, been like, oh, we're paying X amount of commission. We're losing nearly a third of our order value through commission rates from online ordering systems. And we just couldn't get our head around why there was such a big commission fee in this industry. So what we done was, okay, we were like, we can probably develop out our own system and put companies on it at a more, you know, competitive rate, competitive commission rate and pricing rate. So we developed the brand Munched, M-U-N-C-H-D. So what it is it's an all-in-one platform for companies like takeaways and restaurants where they can have an online ordering system, but they can also do so much more with that system. They can also manage their social media from this system. They can manage their website. They have all the analytics and data to see who's coming through to their website. Is there table and ordering? If they're just ordering online, is there a full marketplace for restaurants and takeaways? And the biggest thing is it's coming in at a commission rate of 1% and a payment transaction rate of only 1.2 to 1.4%. That's dependent on the payment provider you get approved with. So it's way above, you know, what's out there at the minute in terms of competitiveness in the fees. So like, look, you're looking at probably a 2.2%, 2.4% rate of commission and after payment fees as well, whereas the market average at the minute is anywhere from 7% up to 30%. So it's a huge saving for companies.
And what about basically if you're ordering via your system online, do they provide the delivery drivers or do you do that? How does that work?
There's two options there. So we integrate with DoorDash, which is a delivery system in big cities like Dublin.
Yeah.
They can be used in London, all the bigger cities. In terms of the more localized one, we've gone with an approach of, look, you're saving this much money and there's so many issues with in terms of delivery in smaller towns and local areas. Why not take on your own delivery team and your own delivery driver and manage that in that way? And we have loads of case studies to show how businesses who have took on that model now are actually saving more money, but also offering a far better competitive or far better customer service. Because you know they're in charge of their own delivery driver, whereas with the other ones they're all subcontractors. Yeah. There's lots of issues, you know, of where they could take an order and cancel an order, and then the food is just left there. You know, they're not part of your business. Whereas if you're in control of everything, it's obviously much more beneficial to you.
Because I've had it in times when I've ordered a delivery from somebody online, and I use one to make competitors, and at times they will say, so-and-so is delivering, Joe Blocks is delivering your food. And then when it comes, it's not Joe Blocks, it's somebody else that's using that person's details. And the thing is, at least with you guys, if the restaurant controls who's delivering it, you can then know if anything goes wrong, you know, you can deal directly with, was your guy delivered or he was late, you know what the problem is.
Yeah, exactly. And like we had another example, we were at the IFEX show, the big hospitality show in Belfast last week. We were exhibiting at it and we were talking to a few other clients, potential clients at it, and they were like, for example, say if you're outside a city centre, a lot of the time the delivery drivers will actually accept an order. They'll see then, oh look, this is a 5-minute, 10-minute drive outside the city, and then they'll cancel the order because they don't want to come outside the city, they want to stay in the city. But that business operating outside the city has food there ready, you know, it's sitting there, it was accepted, and then that food's going cold. Yeah. So not only are they losing out on the sale and losing out, you know, there's going to be surplus food, but also the customer service is going to be really negatively affected. You know, like as you say, if you're on the app and you're supposed to be getting food at 8:30, whatever it is, and it's not arriving until 9:30, there's going to be a few angry heads in the house, but like, where's my food? So definitely it's better if takeaways can take control of it. Obviously, it's in their own benefit for that.
Yeah. I've had it before where I've ordered food from a certain restaurant using a certain app, and the food arrives an hour after it's supposed to arrive. Now, when it arrives, it's still hot enough to eat, but it's the kind of thing, if you're sitting in, you're hungry, you're thinking, why isn't it here now? And you get that now and again when that happens. And I live in the city centre. So when I live in the city centre normally, that shouldn't be an issue. I'm living like miles away in suburbs. Like I live about 10 minutes walk from Grafton Street. So therefore, where I'm living, it isn't going to be an issue. So if you're on a bike, it's going to be 5 minutes. So I'm thinking, at times this happens. And when you get a dealing with a restaurant that use their own delivery people, it's even better because at least, you know, you're getting on time. There's no delays, no problems. And the restaurant knows that they're not spending any extra money they're not spending extra money, like 30% or whatever it is, costs to someone to deliver it for them.
Yeah, but even if you look at, like, we have done a case study example with one of our clients, and in 6 months of using the Munch platform, they have saved nearly 120,000 in savings compared to other platforms that they were using. So if you put that over a year, that's $250,000 that they're on course to save this year. $250,000, you can easily have two or three delivery drivers of your own, you know, covered in them fees. So economically wise, it's obviously a lot better for them as well. So that's where we're like, okay, yes, we can integrate, you know, with the delivery systems that's out there through DoorDash, but we would see a far better model. And we think it's time, you know, that there's a shift in this hospitality industry. And we're coming in with that disruptive approach into the market, but like, let the owners take, or the business owners, takeaway owners, whatever it is, take control of their customer service and offering and have their own delivery team in-house, because they're going to be making enough savings through the Munch platform that they'll be able to pay for their own drivers because of that.
And also in the platform earlier, you mentioned that you can access social media and all that on there. On normal platforms, when you're ordering food, the restaurant's got the option to see that. With yours, they do.
Yeah, exactly. And like with our back-end platform, you know, you can think of the operational workload for people who run a takeaway. You know, they don't have the time there to really spend on promoting their takeaway online and that, because there is such an operational burden on takeaways. So with a marketplace and a system all in one area, they can easily schedule out posts, they can share testimonials, they can do customer loyalty programs, like everything that is needed to grow a business online, we have in this Munch platform, because we see it. We have e-commerce clients, you know, that are making millions online every month through Zoma. So we'd be like, okay, look, if this approach is working for an e-commerce client, surely if we integrate this into a takeaway model, it'll work as well. And loyalty programs, you know, all that kind of stuff are there in the back end of Munch. And it's all, it can be automated and managed, which is taking a huge operational burden off the owners of the business.
And also, I guess, because they can see which product is selling well, they know which time of the week. For example, they might find out on a Friday and Saturday we sell more spice bags. So they know the greens for that are only going to be needed certain days of the week.
Yeah, 100%. If they have all that data there, so they could do specials. You know, they could see if they're beside a university or a college or something like that, certain types of products and orders are coming in at a certain price point, so they could do specials at that time. So they'll have all of that data available to them, and then it'll actually create reports. So we can automate reports to them, because, you know, they don't want to be going in clicking through systems to see what the data is. If they can get an order report on sales and sales by item and sales by time, you know, that's where they can really have data to work off to know, okay, look, these are specials or offerings that we can put on certain days. So that's a huge thing, you know, for them to have as well.
Because for me, if you're buying ingredients for your restaurant, and then you find out that ingredient's only used in a certain dish, and that dish is only ordered a certain time of the week, you don't want to have that food going off or not being able to be used.
Yeah. And another big thing with the model is that we can do order pacing. So look, a lot of takeaways will naturally be busy on a Saturday evening, Sunday evening. So our model is that they can actually limit the amount of orders per hour as well. So say, for example, they can only deal with maybe 20 to 50 orders or whatever it is, depending on their capacity. They can actually put a limit to the amount of online orders coming in if they know that footfall is going to be heavy at that time as well. So that's another really good feature for takeaways to have, because, you know, you don't want it that they're absolutely bombarded with orders that they can't deal with it. They're in control of how many orders and much revenue and takeaway they can take in. And even if you look at that in terms of capacity and how to, you know, maybe look at new locations. So we have data there to show, okay, look, this is the number of people in this area. This is how many people have used the Munch platform in this area. So we can give that to takeaway, and they might actually see an opportunity to open a new offering in that area as well.
Because I guarantee the worst thing is if you're a customer and you're ordering food online, and suddenly you keep saying that your order time delivery has been delayed because obviously the restaurant can't cope. If the restaurant says to you, for example, sorry, we've only got so many deliveries we can do this hour, what time next hour would suit you? That would make them much happier.
Yeah. And like, even coming in and like against that is that you could be like, look, if you can see, okay, to a certain amount of orders this hour, or you can't order, so okay, I can get it at 7 to 8, or I can get it at a different time. You're obviously creating a better experience for your customers that you're not pissing them off, basically, you know. So there's nothing worse than, you know, ordering something and you think you have it ready, and then you're sitting down and then all of a sudden you're told you have to wait an hour for it to come. At least if you knew you had to wait an hour for it to come in advance, you could plan yourself out better. So it's definitely good data and a good experience that you're creating for your customers.
And also, like, if you go to restaurants and you do walk in and say, sorry, we're busy for the next hour or so, you know the restaurant must be good. So if a takeaway is offering something, I'm thinking, if there's an hour to get the food, it must be good.
Yeah, and look, that's it. You're creating a bit of more demand for your product, and it's nearly that, oh, look, I'm happy enough to wait. As you say, it must be very good. So you are creating that kind of unique demand offering as well. So yeah, that's a good point as well, that takeaways can nearly use that in their advantage too.
Yeah, and is your product available all over Ireland or where is it available?
Yeah, it's available ever. So like it's borderless really. So we have clients in Ireland, Northern Ireland already. We'll be looking to roll out into the UK probably in Q3 this year.
Yeah.
We just want to build up our network here in Ireland and the North. And then really, you know, it can go anywhere from there. Like, there's no stopping it. It's, you know, it's just a system for takeaways to use. And if it's competitive, we have our partnerships there that we can offer the same rates worldwide. So there's no reason for us to be limited just Ireland. We can really go global with this product.
And to use it, do you download an app or do you go to your website?
So there's two options. You can go through the Munched app platform or you can go direct through the Takeaways website as well. So that's another uniqueness for this product, is that the Takeaways actually get their own website as well, so that they're in control of it, or you can come through the Munched network either to order. So there's both ways you can use it.
And where do we find your website?
If you go onto munched.io, you'll find it. You'll find all the information about how to order. You'll also find all the information about how to become a business on Munched and sign up to the platform to use it. So everything you can find is there, and you can also follow our social media accounts. We're on all Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You'll find us through that, and you'll find, you know, customer testimonials and stories about how it's working and how that product offering is working and reasons why companies are starting to shift to Munched.
Yeah, more importantly, you'll find in there list of restaurants that are using your service.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so look, we're very strong in the Northeast at the minute. Lots of restaurants on it. We've only launched it. It's really, it was only last month it got its official launch. Yeah. We've been building this for the last 9 to 12 months. So look, it's got huge market exposure in the last 3 to 4 weeks. You know, we're on national media, TV and everything like that. And then we've been exhibiting at big events there over the last couple of weeks too. So you're going to be seeing a lot more Munched this year, so it's only going to grow and grow, so why not jump onto it now?
So I guess you're going to have like a tagline, have you Munched yet? Like, have you Googled?
Yeah, no, it is there, yeah. You can Google, if you go into Munched, you'll see it, M-U-N-C-H-D, so.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, normally in the past, someone said, have you Yehuda, have you Googled? Next phrase will be, have you Munched? And that means, have you eaten yet?
Yeah. So no, look, we're giving it a big push. Thankfully, with Zoma behind it, you know, it's getting the boost and you know, the kind of ranking that it needs as well. So it's kind of piggybacking off the Zoma brand at the minute, and then it's going to become its own identity because it's going to grow so strong. So, but for now, we're kind of using the Zoma brand to help give it a little piggyback as well. So,
and also know that during COVID, a lot of restaurants pivoted to become takeaways. And I presume your platform was built on that, what happened then, and said, look, you can still do it now with our product, and it's a lot easier to do.
Yeah, 100%. And like, the biggest thing with ours is that the support as well is massive for the takeaways as well. So like, we have 24/7 support available for anyone that's on the Munched platform. So look, naturally enough, takeaways and restaurants operate at weekends and out of business hours. So they can get support in them hours, you know, through our partnerships and our customer service team.
And what kind of foods do you think are your biggest sellers, like cuisine-wise?
Takeaways, being honest, are probably our biggest ones at the minute. We've actually a lot of like healthy takeaways. Yeah. You know, like there's been a big shift in that market in terms of I'm looking to get more of a healthy snack or healthy offerings. So we'd have a lot of them on it. And I think that kind of feeds into our Zoma culture as well. You know, we have a big active culture in this company. So that's probably where, you know, there was alignment already with them businesses. So definitely I see there's a big demand for the kind of healthy snack food. But your good food, people are, you know, looking at more fresh ingredients. They want more locally sourced. goods and suppliers. So there's definitely been a change in that, you know, where you can see people are happy to pay a little bit extra to get, you know, the fresher, kind of more healthy or takeaway food. But that's not to say you still go in your Saturday and Sunday, you can still see the analytics are very strong for your fast food, your pizzas, you know, your Chinese food and that. So,
yeah.
Being honest, it's a broad spread of businesses on Munch at the minute. You know, there's no one really I could say that are standing out as a leader or as the main cuisine, but definitely you can see already the change in Ireland towards the more healthier takeaway, the more good food and the fresh ingredients are definitely standing out a bit more.
Because about 10 years ago, if you had a takeaway, everyone assumed, oh, it's greasy and calorific. And nowadays, it's not. Like yesterday, I had a take-in from a Thai restaurant, and they do basically healthy Thai food, which is great and low calories. And I'm seeing more of that. You said that's coming on strong. More restaurants are doing that, are changing their recipes, and no more MSG, other things, and making it more healthy for you.
Yeah, 100%. You can see even, like, you know, the menu offerings that are looking like. You can see with Slim World, a lot of them would have a Slim World menu to go with it as well. There's all calorie counts on all your food now as well, so you know exactly how many calories you're taking in. You know, there's so many different dietary requirements now as well, so people are going with vegan options. You know, you have vegetarian options. You have loads of different dietary requirements. So takeaways that are, you know, actively pushing that market, you can definitely see standing out. Like the vegan offering of that is massive in industry at the minute. So, you know, companies need to really, you know, invest and embrace that market, because otherwise they're going to fall behind and lose share to other competitors. So you're right. The takeaway kind of from 10 years ago, your greasy fry up has definitely changed. You know, there's a far more balanced offering there at the minute.
Yeah, because a number of years ago, if you went to a Chinese, you got MSG and other stuff, and even though you got some vegetarian food, you got some like vegetables with it, it still wasn't as healthy as it is now. They suddenly realised the world has changed, we got to change with it.
Yeah, I have to, otherwise you're going to fall behind, you know, like someone else is going to come in and do that. So in terms of being competitive and you know, hitting every customer base, a small tweak on your menu. Even we would see, we do a lot of graphic design here, and by showing the calories and ingredients in your menus, people will actually, you know, actually maybe purchase more from more information. So, for example, if I'm going in and I'm on a Thursday evening, I could be staying away from home, so I need something, you know, convenient. If I can go into a menu that has the ingredients openly there, the calories, the macros, you know, fats, proteins, or whatever it is, I'm more than likely probably going to order off that one compared to someone that's hiding all this information, because I know exactly what I'm eating. So that's definitely a huge shift in the market. Even look at your ready-made meals that you can get in your local, you know, grocery stores. You can see that they're putting all the different ingredients on it, the different macros, the different calories, because people are really buying into that at the minute. There's been a huge change in, like, fitness and, you know, healthy eating and wellness and everything in the last couple of years after COVID. So it's a trend, and it's a demand that you really need to be embracing.
Because years ago, if you were trying to be healthy, now and again you might have a takeaway as a treat, but if you can have a takeaway once a week now and not worry about it affecting your diet, that's even better.
Yeah, 100%. We look at, even there at home, we have a local Japanese restaurant that we get food from, and we'd always say, you know, it's a takeaway, but you don't feel that you've had a takeaway in that sense. So you're still getting the convenience, and it's nice to have food brought to your table, you know, and sit down and have it together. But to not have the negative effects of the MSGs and, you know, the heavy fats or whatever it is, it definitely makes a big difference.
And now, since recently the government brought in regulations about having to show basically what ingredients is used and all that, you then know, for example, if you've got a food allergy, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. And like, through Munch, you can browse by options. So like, you can go into the menu and look at, oh, I want to see the vegan options, I want to see the vegetarian options, I want to see the pescatarian options. All them filters are there. So like, straight away, you know, if you want to find a takeaway locally that's, you know, offering for them different dietary requirements, you can do that through the Munch platform. And look, as you said, you know, regulations are changing the whole time. They're only going to keep changing. So it has to be there for customers who have them certain dietary requirements. Yeah. That offering has to be there.
And I guess for you guys, your platform is available to actually go with whatever's coming up. So if you think in the future they're going to bring in new regulations, you're prepared for that in advance.
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's one there we're looking at the minute is the tipping industry.
Yeah.
In the hospitality, so regulations changed this year in terms of tips. So, for example, in the past, if you left 5, 10 euro, whatever it was, tip on your bill, it was subject to PRSI and the employee.
Yeah.
Or an employer, sorry, having to pay PRSI on that tip. But there's companies out there like Just Tip and other ones that we're looking to integrate with at the minute. And that's where, you know, employers can actually pool together the PRS or the can pool together the tips, yeah, and they can actually reduce the PRSI that they're paying on that because they're using it as a separate identity. So there's loads of little things that we're, you know, always on the lookout for, different regulations, and like that's a massive one, the tips regulations. So look, your local takeaway, you might want to add a couple of euro on. Sometimes that euro you wouldn't actually realize that companies are losing PRSI on that and they're not actually getting the tip.
Yeah.
Or it could be going, you just don't know where it's going. Whereas now with the recent regulations, it's clear to see where them tips are going to. And there's, you know, systems and platforms out there that you can actually openly see it. So we're looking to integrate into them as well. And that's where we're going to keep, you know, Munch as the innovator in the network of online ordering systems out there, because we want to be shown as, okay, look, we're the leading platform, we're the most innovative, and we're reaching and hitting every demand that's there as well.
Yeah, because also, if you've got somebody ordering food and they're ethical and they realise, want to make sure, if you give a tip, it's going to the person that we're, the right person, with your platform, they know that it's going to the, that it's going where it should go. So they're more inclined to use it again and again.
Yeah, and if you look at it, we're going with a more economical model for takeaways that they can save more money.
Yeah.
And doing integrating with this tipping facility, they're also saving money on PRSI, and actual employees will actually benefit more from this, so that they'll get more of you know, more income coming in. So that's where, you know, if you're looking at it economically by using Munch, not only is the takeaway saving money, but the employees within the takeaway and the chefs, whatever it is, they're also getting a few extra pounds as well from this tipping infrastructure.
Well, that's good. And I would say thanks for a great conversation, David. Have a great day and good luck in the future. And I look forward to seeing your product go worldwide.
Thanks very much, Ron. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter @Irish_TechNews, on Facebook, facebook.com/IrishTechNews, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.